as Lithuanian families that still exist. And there are many people who can trace their ancestry to the family of the Gaon of Vilna. And he became for the Ashkenazim, for the Misnagdim, what the Baal Shem was for Chassidim. With him, modern Jewish history in Eastern Europe begins, as far as the Misnagdim are concerned. And because of his greatness, he seals one era and he begins another era. This we also find in Jewish history, that many times the last person of the era is a throwback to the beginning of the era in terms of greatness. In our time, the Chofetz Chaim, other such personages, their greatness was such that they were a throwback to previous generations. The Gaon of Vilna is a throwback. He's not a man of the 18th century in terms of Torah. He's a man of the 12th, 13th century, 500 years before him. And because of that, his enormous stature and his guiding light, so it impressed upon Lithuanian Jewry particularly, but upon all Eastern European Jewry, certain values, certain educational systems, certain beliefs, certain customs, which remain current and alive until today, so that the influence of the Gaon is felt here in the exile, certainly in Jerusalem and in Eretz Israel, where his Talmidim were the founders of the Jewish, of the beginning of the Jewish return to Eretz Israel, and that there still is a great role that will be played in following the Gaon of Vilna. There is a famous work that was put out to the 150th Yahrzeit of the Gaon in 1948. I'm going to show you what Jews are. Sukkot 1948 was the middle of the War of Independence in the State of Israel. There were many Jews, if not most Jews, didn't have very much to eat. And the war raged all around, and Jerusalem was still being shelled day in and day out. But since it was the 150th anniversary of the Yahrzeit of the Gaon, so Talmidei Chachomim got together and they published a two-volume memorial to the Gaon of Vilna. In the middle of the whole, you know, like that has nothing to do with anything, what the Arabs are doing. We got to concentrate on our own. If you have a chance, I don't know if it's ever been republished, and maybe it has. It's called the Sefer HaGro, and it was put out by Moshe Rav Kook. It's two-volume work on the Gaon. Everything you ever wanted to know about the Gaon, everything is in there. All of his works, his bibliography, the legends, the stories, an amazing, amazing, it's an encyclopedic piece of work. And from that, from the fact that it takes two very thick volumes of 800 pages each just to tell us the story about him, so we have some appreciation of the man's greatness and of his influence until our time.